Well, it sounds a little noisy with that fan in this room. Okay, let's get started today. First of all, we have the Impacts Data Workshop tomorrow and Thursday, and it is 11 to 1:30 on for Central Time. Pretty sure I got that right. And then Thursday is when we are talking about the crowd probes, which we'll probably discuss the kind of similar things that we did at the science team meeting. However, I was going to maybe put in a couple of plots that I was going to show what my WCM King and CDP comparison. And so technically it gets done at 1:30, but I was thinking that we could all just go on Thursday and listen to the data workshop instead of having class. And Christian is shaking his head. It's nice to have at least one person in here. So why don't we try to listen, because that's the crowd probes on Thursday, and tomorrow they're doing a remote sensing, the radars, ER2 stuff. So, and I believe I put the link there. And I'm thinking everybody should have gotten the link for tomorrow's also. So I don't know how many people are going to come from outside the impact team, but at least we can all be there for this. So why don't we just not have class, and then we'll meet next week. And so I want to kind of finish up with the WCM, and we will move on to the, I think the hot wire, move on to the rice probe next week. And then, unless I want to talk about uncertainties, but I think I'll save that till the following week. And then probably we got to figure out our travel for after Thanksgiving. So then maybe we'll do the reverse and we can have some, I can be out at Wallops for the last couple of weeks and showing you the stuff on the airplane again. Okay, so no meeting here. Just go to the data workshop and listen in on that. Any questions? Okay, I thought the other thing to finish up with the WCM. We can remember last time we were talking about the sample area. I thought it'd be good to put up the equation and in class one for calculating the liquid water and total water content. Putting it all together and to get the grams per meter cubed, liquid water equations given here. So the watts per meter of the sensor wet is given, and you multiply that by the 2.389, which is a conversion factor, because you got calories per second converted to watts. So 1 watt is 2.389 calories per second.
Are you supposed to be showing something right now? Because we don't have anything shared to our screens.
Oh, yes. Sorry. I got to share the screen. Oh, I'm talking about the equation and not sharing my screen. Thanks for telling me this. Okay. I need to share my screen. I'm sorry. I'd be talking the whole time period. And okay, now you can see the link on the CROSS website. And now I can go back and share the equation. Slideshow stuff from current. Okay, now you can see the equation, right?
Yep.
Okay, Jennifer's saying right. Okay. So calculation, liquid water content. We got a conversion factor of 1 watt is equal to 0.2389 kelvins per second. And 1 meter squared is 1.0 e to the minus 6 meters squared. So if you moved it over and with the factor of 6 and the units, we should get 2.389 times 10 to the fifth. So this value here is the unit conversion when we have these in millimeters and these in calories. And then we have a second right here. So the second goes with the calorie per second to cancel out the watts. And then you also have the meters, millimeters squared to get the 10 to the 6 difference. And we have the wet sensor power, the latent heat, the evaporation temperatures, the length of the wires, and the true airspeed. So I thought what we could do today is we have to write a program to eventually calculate this. But I was thinking we could write a Python code and get some numbers to come up with what the liquid water values would be. So if you can remember that equation, let's see if we can pull up. If we go to, okay, so remember that equation because I can't share everything, but if you SSH or log into the aircraft, we need to come up with that power of the sensor wet. And that's what I'm given here, because I got a plot on, let's see, this would be January 11th of the data. And what we can do is you can see right here, this is this change, this is the watt TWC power. And if you see right here, this is the outer crowd value. And then this is the in crowd value. And if we just pick off that this peaks at 12 watts, and we take the outer crowd value to be 5 watts, so that wet sensor power would be 7 watts then, right? 5 plus 7 would give us 12. So this is one way to get that power of the wet sensor element. Does everybody get that? So can we then calculate what the total LWC is? And usually when I do this, I'll show you a couple tricks in terms of how to do this. I always like working with two screens. And let's see here, if I can go into scripts, not sure I have a lot of times I like to start with another program, but I'm not sure I have fixed times, and I shouldn't make it that. Yeah, I'm gonna copy that. Usually I always start with another program. I'll call this WCM And I forget what we're going to. WCM. Should I capitalize it? I don't know. WCM Raw to water content or WC water content. I do that. Dot PY. And I always like to start with another program. We'll make this a Python 3 program. The other thing, even WCM underscore raw to WC, right, is what I named this program. Hide that. Oh, I keep hitting my escape because. So make this a Python code. And a lot of times you go through and put in all your syntax. But I'm just going to be, say you don't watch me program all day. Take these out. I will put in my modification, but you should always have a header information for coding. And if you don't put in your codes to begin with, do it otherwise. And when we're going into a lot more open, collaborative coding and research. So I'm working on a NASA open science proposal. And then there's open science and open source science. A lot of terms they come up with now. I'll just put that in. It's always nice to have a copyright on your program so you know what you can do with them. Oh, let's see, input NumPy, input all these things. You don't need ADPA, but I might do this later. And I always like the Python because I can see what things are. And hopefully I won't. And we'll put in here power of the sensor, and we're going to put in here 7.0 define wet power based on, so we have the January 11th, 2022 data. So go ahead, let's see. So we got that. And then when you write your programs, everybody, I'm teaching you how to do this, is please, is much, much faster if you test your code all the time. Maybe I'll do a, oops. Print P-S-E-N-C-E for the Python print statement. And then I always like to have a, not a window where I render code in here. And so there, I just wrote a couple lines of code, but I'm already testing it. So what's the next thing we need to do? How about calculate? I'll put in here calculate total water content. So you have the equation that I gave. TWC equals, and we'll put the wet sensor power, and then over here we should define the units of these is watts. Wet power, I should put watts. And then we'll put in here 2.389. Oh, in Python, can we do the e to the minus five like that? Yeah. Christian said yes. Should I do it like that? I'm not sure. How do you define the equation? Because you should almost have the equation in the convert from grams. Times. So what we should have is actually it should be watts so you just put the unit conversion. Like that, I don't know. It's really the other way around, right? It's watts times. Maybe I do it like that. Print TWC. Does that work? I should print out the TWC equation because I just got the factor of 10 in there. But then when you have this, you should document your where you get the equation from. So LWC is equal to sensor times 2.389 e to the fifth over LVAP. Plus the, let's see here. Did I get that right? Is, oh, e to the fifth, yep. And I got one. Did my equation wrong. You guys didn't catch my equation. I forgot the terms for the the two sensor elements, the evaporation term of the temperature minus the minus the ambient temperature, or ambient temperature, it's the evaporation temperature minus the ambient temperature. So it has to be temperature put this back up here. We need the temperature difference, right? It's the temperature EVAP. Oh, and then I got the whole AM. Ambient's 2 mg. AMB. I can redefine this to be AMB. Because we got to have the temperature differences in here so that you have the Celsius cancel out. So these are temperatures in Celsius. So we need that. No one pointed that out. And then my equation doesn't fit anymore on the tools to format size, make this a little smaller. Now will you see my equation? So we need the temperature difference of them, right? So what do you think? Temperature difference. So you got to divide and match your parentheses so you understand that. And we got to divide the rate in VAP plus, and this all have to be in parentheses. And it's 1.0 times EVAP minus temperature AMB times, times the true air speed times the length of the sensor and times the width of the sensor. And that's all there, and simple equation, right? So what would we have to define? Oops. And then this is the sense. Define we had before. The width and length of the sensor. So the width and we're doing the so 2.438 millimeters. We'll get that. Everybody work on this, get it working in your code. Do some live code in here. WSENCE is equal to 2.4380. And we can't put millimeters there. but this is the width of the sensor element. And that would be in millimeters. And then we need the length of the So the other one will be L sense, and that was 10.008. And that's again in millimeters. So we got the length and the width. So that's in our equation. And we only need three more variables. Temperature of evaporation, temperature of the ambient. So let's go back and we'll do temperature of the ambient next. Define ambient temperature. And this is in Celsius. I'll put something in here and then we'll go back and figure out what it is. We got to do EVAL, define the, that would be evaporation temperature, right? And this has to be T. What we got down here, right? We got T underscore EVAP. T, right? That to be 100. And then the last term we have is the latent heat of evaporation. And that would be in calories per gram. And how do we get the latent heat of evaporation? Maybe we should do the other ones first. We can get the ambient temperature. So why don't we use, and then what's the time period here? So let me go and grab the time period. If I can find where my plotting routine is. Why is, oh, it's right here. So if I go and grab the time interval, one. Yeah. Trying to go too fast, I think. When did I crash the program? Oh, I get these errors. They fail. There we go. Maybe we should do this one right here. We can get a nice little peek on this. And that'd be our 12 right here. So let's say 16, 55, 52 or 53. So I can grab that in terms of my time interval when we have on here. We have the example. Based on at 16:55:53, and we need what the I don't think we put in. And we got true airspeed too. I'm forgetting the true airspeed. So let's get the true airspeed and maybe if I did this using impacts data. True airspeed. So, and then this would be, let's see here, let's convert from the 16:55:53, and we'll convert that to seconds from midnight. So 609:53 seconds from midnight. Oh, and if you don't notice, I'm using VI, so everything's very quick. So I can copy lines and stuff. Everybody should learn how to use the visual editor. Go back where I was. Okay, what's the airspeed at this time? How do we find that? Anybody want to tell me how I find the airspeed? Christian's here. Which file is it in? Should be in an impacts file, right?
Yeah, you have just the file like went into the impacts file.
Yeah, the basic file. Let's put, let's look at the impacts file because maybe we'll grab some other stuff. So process CPROT2, let's look at the impacts file. And our true airspeed and control, let me put the time interval on here and there are multiple true airspeeds. Yes, because they're repeating. I don't know why. I think we before we had something like indicated airspeed or something.
That's cool. Two true airspeeds and indicated
airspeed. Yeah. But I think they're the same thing. 60.0954. Right, so we have that. Plot the data. Oops, maybe we can do plots. And the spray the stars. Yeah, okay. He says no. Christian says no line. But now I can't see it very much. It's right up here and right there. Let me turn back on my line because I only have we have them data points. So 116 will take it to be the average. So we'll take 116 meters per second. For that ambient temperature. Okay, what's that? Hopefully that's in here. Do we have an ambient temperature? Let's see here. Static pressure, temperature. Ambient temperature right here. Let's plot that up. Okay, this is in Celsius, minus 12. Should be good. Minus 12 Celsius. Okay. So that's easy. Put that in there. Now we need the latent heat of evaporation. So if you remember before, we had this equation where we calculated from the temperature of evaporation that we gave. And this is in calories. So that's in our equation. So we got to put in here. I'll change this to calculate latent heat of evaporation. And equation is from the manual. And we should put in the line numbers. So if you put in the constants, 594.4 minus 0.484 times temperature, EVAP, minus 7.0 e to the minus 4 times T VAP, and that's T. And that's squared, I just times it by itself. So I got TV squared there for that. And will that work for my Python code? And then we need temperature. And that should be in C. So we need a temperature of evaporation. Oh yeah, I do. Okay. And if you remember, the temperature of evaporation is dependent on the pressure. So let's calculate that. And we need to have ambient pressure. So let's define ambient or static pressure without dynamic heat in. Define ambient pressure. And AMB equals, and this is going to be in millibars. And we're going to base that off of this data. So what's the pressure here? Hectopascals is the same as millibars. Oops. So what do we have? Let's see here. Do we want to put 829.5? 829. And then we need to calculate vapor temperature and again the equations from the manual, and that's in Celsius. So let's see here, we're going to go to the numbers. 32.16 plus 0.1801 times P AMB minus 2.391 E to the minus 4. Should I put that on in parentheses so it's explicit? I don't know. Pressure PAMB times PAMB plus one point 785 e to the minus 7 times, I guess I should be, well, should I really square that? What's in Python? Should I use the square terms? Is it ampersand? In where? Yeah, to square it.
No, it's
two stars. All right, let me check that. So since I don't know something, we can always do Python 3. If I can spell Python, print 2 to the third is 8. So you're right, is 2 ampersands. That's poles. Fix that down there. So that's squared plus, oops, minus 5.19 e to the minus 11 times P the fourth, right? Oh, I don't know. I don't need to use out of parentheses, I suppose, but unless we want to be explicit on. How's that looking?
You need to fix, so go over to from where your cursor is right now. You have that P underscore, like, you have a plus A and P. Yeah. Do you see where I'm saying that? Like, you have the name wrong.
Keep going
to your left.
Oh, I have an extra plus in there, huh? Okay, I got that. We can always also try some of this stuff to test it. I can copy that and put it into my equation, and then I can do something like this and test the line. That's another way to and then print. So that worked. 94. Does that make sense here? We're at a pressure 829. So we're in here someplace. About 94 is what we're getting. So that makes sense, right? From the so about 94 comes across here, which is about my eight for that. So we got that right. And then latent heat, I can put that in and test that port. Print L EVAP. 542. So we're about 94 here, 542. That kind of makes sense to come in there. Okay. And I can as well just test everything. Copy here, put that in. What else do we have down here? I can define this. Make that sure that's right. Make sure that the true air speed. I get lazy and do multiple ones of these. Well, I think I did that. And then, let's see, do we have everything that I should be able to do my true air speed? My calculation of that. And print TWC. Uh-oh. I don't think that's right. What do I have wrong? I don't think it's something to the minus 11. So what's wrong with the thing?
Is this class? Oh, sorry. Are you recording?
Yeah. Thank you. So, Sue, what is it? I'll come talk to you after class.
I want you to check out a classroom. Okay.
Sorry. Okay. What is wrong with my equation? Do we have L sense right? Print W SDN. Oh, I can't spell that right. That should be right in terms of millimeters. True airspeed, 116. Did I get the equation right? I need to go back and look at the manual that I didn't get the equation right. So EVINC. And PDF. So again, the other thing that's good to put in here is a note for when I'm doing this, since I'm here. What happened to my equation? Notes. Equations based on the WCM 2000 manual C paste. So CANAS, and then we can put in the equation that I was just looking at, which is, I gotta grab the file name, which I do WCM. So then you can go back and document where it was. Okay. Do that because I want to look at that manual. And theory, go back and look at the equation. Nope. We gotta get down here. That's what I have. Is that not what we have? And let's see here. If we go back, you can also grab the exact page. 65, page 65 is where, what I want is the, my code. So equation equals that, which I haven't got yet. Plus 1.0 times T. I'm just basically rewriting what the K page 65, so I can put the right page number on there. So what's wrong with my equation? That one closes that bracket. Do I have that one closes the one at the end? And that should do that. And temperature, I did get the evaporation minus the ambient, right? Evaporation minus the ambient times the true airspeed times the other ones. Did I get this right? 10 to the fifth? Ooh, that's what I did wrong. This is to the fifth, not the minus fifth. That should give us a much bigger value. Copy. I think we found my mistake, Christian. Oops. And Python doesn't like me to indent anything. Get that? Okay. So now I got 0.91, which is better for the grams. And now that I tested everything, let's see if I can put in here total water content equals, that will work like that. Grams per meter cubed. Test my print statement. Did I do that right in Python? Oh yeah, I could do something. And then, see, I need another to run the code. There we go, run the code. Now let's see if that's actually what we're getting from the real time values. So we should have that already in here. Total water content adjusted. And this is scary because I never did this. Okay, so I'm getting 0.83. Instead of 0.91. Kind of off by about more than 10%. That's the corrected values. I wonder if that's the correction. Where else can we go?
You see the uncorrected data?
Yes, let's look at the uncorrected data. See how bad the correction is, Dunin. I think this would be a pretty good one for the... I need to find... Let's look at the uncorrected value. That's in COD1. Right. So let's see what the uncorrected values are. Total water content and the time period we were doing in 60954 got that in there. Okay, that's 1.83 value. One point four nine. That's far away from our 9.91. Okay. What else we have?
Could it be some of your constants that you would want?
Like, yeah.
Like your element temperature. You put it at 7. Is that always the case?
Well, it should be the case this time.
7 what?
7 watts.
7 watts.
Because that came from my out of crowd. That came from here because I got 5 watts of the uncorrected, and then we should be. This is a longer time frame, so let's see if we can do a shorter one. Let's see what it gets to. I still think the out of crowd value would be about 5. So.
Have it at 7.
Yeah, so 5 to 12.
Oh.
There's the difference. Right. So it's the difference. It's the wet versus what's in the... Oh, yep, and that's the power. Okay, so what is the, you wanted to look at the exact time interval. So what were we doing in? We were doing in
0952
and
0954.
Okay, let's plot that. So again, it's maybe, well, I guess I can go back and do the statistics on it. And
so you could try 5 point.
So 11.3. Six. So you want 6 point. Do we want to define that as let's see, what's the terminology for calculating that? Because I need to.
Sure.
Yes. So if we go back up to our original, how our total is the dry plus the wet. So the wet is the total power minus the dry, right? So we will do, let's put it into our equation. So up here we have the power of the sensor. So this is the wet. This is the wet power. So we do sensor, a sensor wet, right, is in the equation. So I do it like that, power sense. So here we have the wet term, right? And power sense total, that would be the 11.3. What do we have? 5?
Yeah.
3.5. We get this. 3.6. So that's the total power. And P sensor dry is, I'm saying, is 5.0. Maybe we should put this as define sensor total power and sensor dry power. Right, and then we calculate the calculate sensor wet power, right? Which would be equal to power sense total minus power sense dry. So we have that. And in some place we could come up with that.
Dave, you spelled dry wrong right there.
Oh, I did day, huh? No, yeah. Okay, we got that. And let's see if this one runs. Oh, there we go. 0.82 is pretty close to what we get with the other one. Because I was off, I was using 12 instead of 11.36. But my dry term must be correct then for that. So there we go. An equation for calculating all the terms. And this is the only time you ever see anybody ever show you how to write something to check that out. So I will put in a couple more notes, and then this will be an example code that you can check. And I will use this then to import my data, use the equation. But that's what you do. I can have this example code to show what the terms are in that equation. But we pulled everything off, we put everything together, calculate the equation from here with all the terms. And I can put in, I guess, another slide with the equations, but we basically came up with what that term would be. So about 0.82 for about, what would that be? 6.32 watts difference for that sensing element. And then we have the outer crowd term. So we'll have the Python code to write that and come up with the values. So there you go. I can have this to tell everybody to write their code, check everything, and see the terms. Of what we get. And it didn't take too long to write that code, and I didn't make very many mistakes except for the e to the fifth as opposed to e to the minus fifth. But you got to check all your codes. It's very easy to get it wrong. Now we verify that the code works. And I probably don't need these imports, but I need to use them for some other stuff. But you can see that. Okay, that's all we have for the value. So I'll pull that out. I'll put it on the site and put some notes that we went through the code to calculate the WCM by putting everything together, and maybe I'll put that numbers into the slide to get the values and show up the data. But it's not too hard to check that and do it one line at a time and get the code written and stuff. So any questions online, I'll stop sharing, or anybody want to speak up? Otherwise, we'll talk next Tuesday since we have the other stuff. So I'll stop sharing and stop recording the data, and everybody can listen to the data workshop. And then next week, I will start the